Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine, who was born in the year 332 of Christian parents in Tagaste in North Africa. And strangely enough, she was given in marriage by her Christian parents to a pagan named Patricius, with whom she had three children, and none of whom Patricius allowed her to baptize, the eldest of the three children being Augustine. So she set herself to winning her husband's conversion. She lived a very, very trying marriage, her husband being an unbeliever, again, not even allowing her to baptize her children and raise them as Catholics. It was difficult in every manner. But nevertheless, she persevered in leading a holy life, in giving a good example of patience and kindness towards her husband. And eventually he did convert and was baptized less than a year before his death. So Saint Monica won him that grace, above all by the holiness of her life and also by her prayers. Now, her next task was to convert her son Augustine, who had gone and followed the wrong path. Augustine had embraced the Manichaean heresy and fell into a life of impurity as well. The Manichaean heresy, that was the system that believed in two ultimate sources of creation, of God, who was the creator of everything that was good and spiritual, and Satan, who was the creator of everything that was evil, especially the body. And so these two elements were constantly at a struggle between them. And in practice, Manichaeism denies human responsibility for the evil that one commits, on the premise that this is not due to one's own free will, but rather to the power of Satan in one's life. And so we can see why St. Augustine was inclined to embrace this particular heresy. Maybe we can guess to justify his life of impurity. Again, we see how the will has an effect on the intellect. Okay, the will desiring to choose and convince the intellect of that which is convenient rather than that which is really intellectually convincing. So Monica continued a life of prayer, offering up her prayers and as well as her tears for the conversion of Augustine. And she ran into a holy man one day and explained to her her situation. And it's in this scene that we hear the famous saying, or what became famous, by this holy man whose name is not given, who said, "The child of those tears shall never perish." And in fact, his words became true 17 years later, when Augustine, Saint Augustine, finally did convert, cooperating with the superabundance of God's grace merited by the prayers and tears of his mother. And after that, Saint Monica died less than a year after his conversion, convinced that she had nothing else to do in this world after seeing her son converted and embracing the faith. That was in the year 387. So what lessons can we gather from the life and example of Saint Monica? First of all, we can see how wise the Church is in not encouraging mixed marriages. Saint Monica's parents, who were Christians, gave her into a marriage with a pagan, an unbeliever. And as a result, she had to endure a very, very heavy cross. And maybe a person less saintly than Saint Monica would have succumbed and abandoned the faith. And so for this reason, the Church really cautions and does not encourage mixed marriages, as can be evident, or as is evident by canons 1124 and 1125. We also see the same advice from St. Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 6, where he says, "Bear not the yoke with unbelievers, for what participation hath justice with injustice? Or what fellowship hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath the faithful with the unbeliever?" Now, sometimes it does happen that a young person who isn't firm in their faith tends to follow the dictates of the flesh rather than the dictates of reason, enlightened by faith, and they enter into a mixed marriage, marrying an unbeliever, and then later on, when that faith does become firm, it causes big problems. It becomes a great difficulty and a heavy cross to bear. And so once again, this should be a lesson for all parents to discourage their children from dating or pursuing a relationship with an unbeliever, someone who is outside of the faith. Now, the next lesson that we can learn from St. Monica, of course, is how efficacious and how powerful are our prayers and our tears, especially if we persevere. Now, let's remember, St. Monica, she didn't obtain St. Augustine's conversion overnight. It wasn't one or two or even a novena of rosaries, but it was 17 years of prayers and tears, which finally won over her son's conversion, who then, of course, went on to become one of the greatest doctors of the Church. And so let's follow Saint Monica's example, especially if we have friends or family members who are in need of conversion. Let's entrust them to the powerful prayers of Saint Monica. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Christus.